The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And I should say this is the Chauncey and Nick show. Nick is working the boards again, making sure I keep everything in line and up to snuff, because there's a lot of stuff that happens after my program now, it seems like. But hey, you know, what a nice week. Did you get up early and walk outdoors with the air conditioning off and feel that coolness in the air? Ah, that's my time of the year, you know, and that means fall's coming. But, you know, we're going to be in the 90s plus in the next couple of days. And today, I think it's supposed to be 80, according to Tracy Butler downstairs and on ABC. But, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of things, activity. I mean, just this past week, went out fishing with my medical team. That's who it is. I'm trying to think, what did I go fishing with? I went out fishing with Chauncey's Great Outdoors medical staff. And we were, took a little ride over to Herrick Lake. And, man, we spanked the bluegill and the largemouth bass. I would say the smallest bass we caught was about 5 inches, which is good. That means, you know, there's little guys in there. And then I think the biggest one we got was right around 18. You know, Dr. Bill got that one, and that was a nice fish. As a matter of fact, he told me, he says, come on out after the show. You know, I'm going to go back out there and get a bigger one. I can't because I'm going to the clothing store, Sticka, up in Vernon Hills. I'll be there from 11 till 3 o'clock this afternoon, shaking hands. And I don't know, maybe I'll bring some duck calls and turkey calls, make some noise. That's always fun to do. And so we'll be up there and so having a lot of fun. So if you're out in the area, come on over and stop out. Let's chit-chat on the great out of doors. Ah, yes. But, oh, man, I mean, it is just, it was one of those really good weather weeks. It really was. The other thing, last weekend after the show, I haven't been down there, and I apologize. You know, I can't be everywhere, but I took a ride down to Wolf Lake down on the southeast side. That's actually it's a state park. And I haven't been there in a number of years, and I have to just give all the kudos to the staff, the regional director, everybody with DNR. That place was immaculate. It was trimmed. It was cut. There was no junk out. There was no riffraff in the park. I mean, the between the conservation officers and the Chicago police, I think they've done a great job of cleaning that park up. But I mean, there were families having fun. Kids are running around. And I was just like, wow, this is so cool. And actually, you know, that's a place where you can go duck hunting. They have blinds down there. Or you can even, I think it's the closest lake in Illinois to downtown Chicago. You can catch a muskie. I'm pretty sure I can do that. That's a true statement. So that's really a cool thing to do. And but we were down there with the Union Sportsman Alliance. And that is an organization of unions from across the country that everybody says a union, you only think of the workers. The Union Sportsman Alliance takes the workers and is showing how all the workers are interested in the community and conservation and getting families and kids outside in the great outdoors. And they were down there and they had several hundred kids and parents are out there, aunts, uncles, the sheet metal union, I think was making hot dogs and had chips and water for the kids. Every kid got a brand new Zepco fishing rod and reel for free from the union. It was absolutely fantastic. It was unbelievable. And there were people helping out. They had bait for everybody. But I mean, it was such a marvelous event. There was a Union Sportsman Alliance, and that's going to be pretty cool. And as a matter of fact, we've got an interview. Well, let's talk about today's show. Okay. On today's show, Captain Tony should be sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the fishies swim away, as he says. But we have Sam Phipps from the Union Sportsman Alliance. He's a conservation director. He's going to come on and talk to us about all the neat stuff that they did with the kids and the family, getting the families outdoors. Following that, you know, last week we lost on the 16th of August, we lost Dr. Howard Tanner. If you ever caught a salmon in the Great Lakes or cast for a salmon or accidentally caught one while you're perch fishing like I did, you need to thank Dr. Howard Tanner, who is the person who did that. He died at 102 or 103 years old. And I may have done the last interview with him several years ago because he just didn't do interviews anymore with anybody. He was up there in age. He was, you know, he had the right. He was a tired old guy, you know, and he was fun to talk to. But I asked him, I said, you know, would you do an interview with me? And he was like, well, you know, I got to get back to Kalamazoo. My driver's waiting for me. And all I said to him, I says, you know, I am a friend of Bill Cullerton's, senior. And he said, sit down. And he gave me a great interview. And we became friends after that for a few years. And then as, you know, age and everything, and his health took, I, you know, wasn't able to talk to him as much. But I'm replaying that interview because it's just so nice to hear the voice of somebody who literally has affected not thousands, millions of sportsmen that live in the Great Lakes area and travel to the Great Lakes. I mean, we can keep five salmon a day. You go out to Washington State, you can keep one a year. Okay, I know where I'm going. But we got him coming on. And then my Aiden Fishing Report will be on after that. So that'll be a lot of fun. And we've got a whole show for you planned. Lots of things going on. So you know what? I can hear Otis clearing his throat a little bit there. Captain Tony's going to be coming on right after Otis.
I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
Well, he's sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the fishies swim away.
Morning, Johnson.
Morning. We'll never be Captain Antonio. That's all I can say, you know?
Oh, I know. I hear you, you know. But, yeah, they've been swimming away a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, coming off pretty easy, but we've been sticking a bunch, you know. A bunch of kings are in. We did take a couple of rainbows the other day. I heard some browns being caught down towards Waukegan.
Towards Waukegan?
Yeah, like in about 70 feet of water and stuff like that. But otherwise, yeah, we're running out to the hill in the morning, working that all the way out to 150. When the bite stops, we go deeper, you know, typical programs. Dodgers and flies are starting to work even better. Still on the cores and the coppers. I'm running on the spoons, and they've been pretty active. You know, so there is still a lot of fish around, but it's going to slow down here. We know it will eventually, but, hey, we'll take what we can get right now.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Hey, I saw some big kings on one of your postings, man. There's some good-sized fish out there.
Yeah, we've been averaging a few 17s. You know, I think the biggest this year was 19.
Mm-hmm.
There are some really nice kings, but, you know, there's those, you know, 8 to 12 pound jacks out there.
Yeah, well,
great.
They put up a good fight anyway.
Yeah, great eaters, you know.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, but, yeah, you know, fish has been still pretty steady for us. We know eventually they're going to disappear and, hopefully they'll stick around through like mid-September, you know, so far this year, I can't complain at all. You know, fishing has been incredible out of Winthrop Harbor.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear. So are you still running spoons now and stuff like that?
Yeah, I'm running my 300, 200, 400 coppers. I'm running spoons, standard spoons. And then my cores, I'm still running a few cores. Some stingers on them, little mm-hmm. smaller spoons. Seems like they've been working pretty good.
Okay.
On my riggers, I'm running a chrome metal with a white fly down about 60. It's been taking fish.
Mm.
And then I'm running a couple plastic spoons too. I mean, excuse me, a couple flies and dodgers. The bullfrog's been working. The frog's been working. And green's been working, crinkly green, you know. So those are my three go-to flies right there.
Okay. And like I said, it's still a, you're still calling it an early bite, right?
Yeah, pre-dawn. Nothing too much in the dark, but pre-dawn, just as it starts getting twilight and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
As it gets lighter, it's good until that big old ball of fire pops up, then it starts changing again.
Oh, yeah. No, you got that right. That's what happens all the time. I don't know why, but for some odd reason, they go, you know, I don't got my Polaroid glasses on to see Captain Tony smile, you know?
Right. You know, you get all these marks. You see all these marks. Yeah, oh, yeah, we're going to go back in there. You get back in there, and they're all gone, you know? It's like, mm-hmm. where'd they go? You know, since that sun, you know, gets up, you know, maybe, I don't know, 7-8 o'clock, you know, somewhere in there, they just start scattering, you know. But hey, just keep pounding water, keep covering water, and if you're in the area where you're still getting bit,
mm-hmm.
you know, stick around for a while. You know, they're gonna feed, you know, and you know, eventually you can always bail, you know.
Yeah. The real quick, later in today's show, I have a number of years ago, I think I did the last interview with Dr. Tanner. I tried going online and finding out and can't find anybody else after my date, but I did an interview with Dr. Howard Tanner, the guy who was had the idea of putting salmon in all the Great Lakes.
Right, yeah. He's the original guy who got it going. Yeah.
Yeah. I got an interview that I did with him a number of years ago that I'm playing later on in today's show. So it's kind of apropos that you and I are talking about salmon that he helped start this whole fishery in Lake Michigan.
Right. If it wasn't for him introducing an invasive species into Lake Michigan, we would never have such an awesome salmon fishery.
That's right. And the funny thing is, it's as good for you as it is for the shore fishermen at certain times of the year, so everybody can enjoy the work him and his staff did on this many years ago. Okay?
Right. Oh, exactly. You know,
if somebody
that's
wants,
what it's all about.
If somebody wants to get a hold of you, Tony, because they've got to do it pretty quick here to get these hot dates, what do they do?
Yeah, I do still have dates in September open. Call me at area code 847-366-0741. If I don't answer, please leave me a message. I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
All right, that sounds good. And what do we all yell on Diamond Goes?
Fish on.
All right, Tony, take care.
Be safe out there. Good fishing.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Watching the tide roll away.
Hey, sportsmen. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with the monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong.
Waterworks has the perfect way for you to beat the heat this summer season by staying cool on a new boat from Waterworks powered by a Mercury outboard motor. With the wind in your face and the spray of water coming over your family and friends and then jumping into the lake next to the boat with the proper PDF, as always, there is no better way to spend a day having fun in the summer than on a boat from Waterworks Marine. Waterworks has a few new 2026 models still on the floor that they are willing to give you that great Waterworks and Chauncey price on. Because the 2027s are coming in every other day and they need to make room. That's right, special deals on those 2026 Lowe's and Lunds and a new Mercury outboard, and you're on the water with your friends and family. But Waterworks is included in any manufacturer rebates that apply to you to help you save more money. But if the family boat is still in great shape and you feel you need to get a little more zip in that outboard motor, then let Waterworks repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard motor and feel like it did on that first day you took it out on the water. So let's all visit Waterworks Marine online at waterworks.com or visit them at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or give them a call at 708-798-9700. But remember to ask for that Chauncey price.
Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. Scouts of America, building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information on joining a scouting unit in Northeast Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Hi, this is John, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
I'm the big boss bass, and you work for me. This is my lake.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
If you're thinking about catching this $1 million fish.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I can't sit in the studio all the time. I'll go crazy. So what did I do? I took a ride down to Wolf Lake. Beautiful. If you haven't been to Wolf Lake, you are don't think of what it was. Come out and see what it is. And right now I am standing next to Sam Phipps, who's the Director of Conservation for the Union Sportsmen's Alliance. And Sam, tell everybody what the Union Sportsmen's Alliance is and tell us about this event.
Absolutely. Chauncey, awesome to have you here, sir. Means a lot. We are having an incredible morning here at Wolf Lake, here at William Power State Rec area. So the Union Sportsmen's Alliance, we're a nationwide conservation organization, but what really separates us, we're the only union-operated and union-dedicated conservation organization in the country. We combine our skilled tradesmen and women back into community to complete conservation-based projects, fishing piers, kayak launches, archery ranges, you name it. They volunteer their time to give back to these communities, and like you see here today, we've built this incredible, gorgeous fishing pier, installed an awesome kayak launch right here for the community to use to have that public access to the outdoors. And the main goal for this is to change lives. One day, the kids that are here right now catching their first fish, they're going to be back here taking the grandkids fishing one day. That's the goal. Create the access, bring people out.
And that's exactly it. I mean, you've just put it in a nut, what everybody should be doing with their children and grandchildren. But the Union Sportsman's Alliance is really a group. And this is not just a local, this is a local event, but the organization is a nationwide piece, right?
That is correct. Yes, sir. We have about 330,000 members in our organization, and we do projects from here in Illinois all the way out to California. There's no place where we won't be. So we are absolutely nationwide connecting these skilled tradesmen and women to do these projects.
And at Wolf Lake, this wasn't something like, okay, you did it in 2 days or 3 days. This was a number of years because you got way too many hoops to jump through with DNR, City of Chicago, and probably some organizations I don't even know about. But, I mean, to really do this, and what you wound up putting in were exactly what?
That's such a great question. And this project right here, it's been years in the making. We're talking 8+ years with different obstacles such as COVID, you name it. But luckily, with everyone coming together over a shared vision, it was a great process nonetheless. Illinois DNR has been incredible. The Illinois Conservation Foundation, everyone from the Cook County Building Trades. So it was really a collective team effort to finally see this thing happen. And I'm telling you, Chauncey, for a while there, we were worried it wasn't going to happen. But luckily, all of our folks stuck together to see it come to life.
And really, this is a marvelous thing because you've built a fishing pier and a kayak launch. And when somebody says, oh, a kayak launch, no, it's not like you pull the kayak next to a wooden pier. This is a structure where you slip the kayak in. This is a Chauncey-approved kayak launch because, to me, if I'm going to be trying to get in or out of a kayak, it's just easier to get wet. This, you don't get wet.
No, sir. That's a great way to put it. And that's really the beautiful thing about this. Not only the fishing pier, but this kayak launch, you couldn't have said any better. It's for people of all abilities. We don't want anybody to come here that, let's say, whatever it may be, and not be able to have this experience to enjoy nature, connect with outdoors. This is for everyone to use. That's what it's all about. Get everyone out here.
Now, this, like I just mentioned about the kayak launch and the fishing pier, but then you have this other structure, which is a wooden fishing pier that has a shade canopy, because anytime you build a fishing pier now, you have to think about access for everyone. And that shade area, because people may have an oxygen tank or a machine, and that has to be kept in the shade. You can't have that out in direct sunlight all day, and so you have to have a roof over part of it. And there's so many different things. And the Union Sportsman Alliance, working with the Illinois Conservation Foundation and everybody else, you came up with this plan, and you had to adjust it almost on the fly, didn't you?
Yes, sir, we sure did. There was tons of revisions to different plans, making this thing happen. And like you mentioned, with this fishing pier here, you know, Chauncey, we were here yesterday setting up all the fishing rods, getting ready for this youth event. And there was a family sitting underneath that canopy of the fishing pier. They were there all day long in the shade, enjoying themselves. And it's really something you need to see in person to really take in the beauty of this. You have the city skyline in the background overlooking this beautiful, gorgeous body of water. And it's just it's a great way to get outside, enjoy nature.
Yeah. And, you know, most people know Wolf Lake because to get here, you kind of wind up going through a lot of industrial area. And if you're ever on the Illinois and Indiana Tollway, you kind of drive right through Wolf Lake. But here, you could see how beautiful this park really is. And the state, the DNR, conservation police officers, the Chicago cops, they have done a great job of making this. Isn't the same park it was 20 years ago. It's a place that you can enjoy and bring your family to. And speaking of families, we are standing here in the middle of a sea of blue fishing rods. You want to, we're not talking one or two. There's probably a couple hundred fishing rods here.
There is, yes, sir. And that's one of our main goals for these youth events we put on. They're open to the community, but we want them to be no burden on the family whatsoever. You don't need to bring any kind of tackle out here. You don't need to bring your own fishing pole. We even feed the family. So a family can come here. They just got to show up. We give them all the gear and necessary supplies to enjoy a great day in the outdoors. And then, hey, have free lunch as well while you're here. Come enjoy the day with us.
And you're not just doing this throughout Illinois at different locations. You're doing this in other states because the Union Sportsman's Alliance is a nationwide thing. So you're doing this in Michigan. You're doing this in Indiana. You've done it up in Wisconsin. You've probably done it in Iowa and here, everywhere.
Every state you just mentioned, yes, sir, over and over again. And this year, our main goal is to introduce between 10 to 12,000 kids to the outdoors. Last year, we hit just over 10,000, and it's fishing. We teach them archery. We teach them firearm safety. The list goes on, but it's hard to even put into words how blessed we are to be able to do something like this. And the way I kind of think about it, too, is I'm very blessed to be able to – I grew up in Missouri, was in the outdoors my entire life. There's a lot of kids out here that have never had a chance to pick up a fishing pole. Mm-hmm. And here we are, and it's a very urban setting here in Chicago. Give these kids a chance that have never experienced before. It's once you see it in person, you're hooked for life. Mm-hmm. To be able to do this for a living, come out here and help out, give these kids this experience, it's very special to see.
Well, Sam, you're talking to a guy that grew up
in the middle of the city of Chicago. I grew up behind the stockyards. I started fishing a lagoon, a Park District lagoon. And, you know, 25 years later, I'm in the outdoor industry. I mean, it can happen. It can happen. But, you know, you said a number, and I want to make sure people understood that. Last year, you gave away something like 7,000 rod, gave away brand new 7,000 Zepco rod and reel combinations. And this year, you're trying to give away 10 to 12,000.
That's it. Give these kids and these families the resources. So hopefully, they come here today, they get their free fishing rod, and they're like, hey, on Sunday, we got no plans. Let's do something as a family. Let's go fishing again. Now they have the resource. So in this event here, we have 300 fishing rods open to the community, and we hope to see all these gone. That's the plan here.
I think they will be all gone because, I'm looking here, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, they just go forever, all these rods. And, you know, but the Union Sportsman Alliance, what really impresses me, and Sam, I mean this from my heart, you're not just talking about something. You're not just saying, yeah, we're helping out. No, you are putting this stuff in the community. You are putting this not just in an area where they fish a lot. You're doing it in areas where they don't fish a lot to get their interest. You're doing it in places in Michigan where everybody and his brother fishes. But, you know, you're doing it in a city where maybe those kids don't get out, because it's so important for the Union Sportsman Alliance to not just touch the people who can. They want to touch the people who cannot.
Absolutely beautifully said. And that is the plan. Part of our mission is to create and enhance that public access. So we go in these areas that do not have it, and that's the plan. And it only happens, honestly, because of our union volunteers. As you saw it here today, Chauncey, we had Painters District Council 30, Boilermakers Local 1, Sheet Metal Workers Local 73, the Mid-America Carpenters Regional Council. We had Lakes and Rivers Contracting out here. These are the people that really put in the sweat equity to make this happen. But that's the whole plan. Go to areas that don't have these resources or this accessibility, and we're here to build it.
All I can say is there's a couple of hundred, not 20 or 30, there's a couple hundred kids out here who are having the time of their lives. You have people walking around helping the dads or moms help them out, because maybe the moms or dads don't know how to put a worm on a hook, and they're helping them. I just did it before we started this conversation. And, you know, over your shoulder, I'm watching two kids putting their brand new rods in the back of a pickup truck, and they are smiling from ear to ear. That's all you want.
Chauncey, I'll be honest with you. I saw that same smile on your face. I turned around over there. I saw you couldn't help yourself helping these families out. Mm-hmm. You were right there teaching this young mother about the whole sport of fishing. I saw you doing it. You're in action over there, man. I'd love to see it.
Well, you can't sit around. You got to work.
You got to work, and man, just so glad to have you here. And this, what a beautiful day here in Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah. Well, Sam, I want to thank you and all of the Union Sportsman's Alliance and all of the unions in Chicago and outside of Chicago that are involved with this. Because you know what? I don't think they realize how much more the community, whether you're part of the union or not, the community that you're working in or come from or maybe drive through, they're interested in helping anyone who needs help.
And that is a very common thing you'll see day after day with our union members. They want to give back. They want to provide their skill set to do just this right here. Mm-hmm. Help these families out. Help these kids out. You know, and every day, here they are building the backbone of this great nation. They're out there building our hospitals, our schools, maintaining our roads. The list goes on. And in their free time, here they are giving back to others.
Well, Sam, my show's heard all over the United States, and as a matter of fact, it's even heard in Europe. So I know you guys aren't going to Europe with any of your programs. If you are, I better get a ticket to go with you. But, I mean, you got all those things going on. Make sure I know if the, you know, USA, Union Sportsman Alliance, is doing something that we can promote whatever state you're doing it in, because we want to get more people to come out to your event to see how much help the local unions are giving the local people.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, sir. Absolutely consider that done. That would be such a huge resource for us. Getting the word out there, and that's it. The more people that find out about this, the more awareness we have, the more people we can affect, the more projects we can do. I appreciate you saying that.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you, sir.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Waterworks has the perfect way for you to beat the heat this summer season by staying cool on a new boat from Waterworks powered by a Mercury outboard motor. With the wind in your face and the spray of water coming over your family and friends and then jumping into the lake next to the boat with the proper PDF, as always, there is no better way to spend a day having fun in the summer than on a boat from Waterworks Marine. Waterworks has a few new 2026 models still on the floor that they are willing to give you that great Waterworks and Chauncey price on. Because the 2027s are coming in every other day and they need to make room. That's right, special deals on those 2026 Lowe's and Lunds and a new Mercury outboard, and you're on the water with your friends and family. But Waterworks is included in any manufacturer rebates that apply to you to help you save more money. But if the family boat is still in great shape and you feel you need to get a little more zip in that outboard motor, then let Waterworks repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard motor and feel like it did on that first day you took it out on the water. So let's all visit Waterworks Marine online at waterworks.com or visit them at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or give them a call at 708-798-9700. But remember to ask for that Chauncey price.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
This segment is being brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at area code 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You gone fishing.
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door. Gone fishing.
Oh, real gone, it is.
Hi, this is Skeet Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
There's your hoe out in the sun. Where you left a row half done, you claim hoeing ain't no fun.
Well, everybody, I've got to tell you, I'm sitting, and you've heard people say man, myth, legend, and I know you don't like to hear that, Mr. Tanner, Dr. Tanner, but this is Dr. Tanner, who is the gentleman responsible with the state of Michigan for throwing that first net of coho fingerlings in a creek and started a whole world of fun for us. Thank you so much, Mr. Tanner.
I can accept that. I have enjoyed, I've lived to enjoy so many years of that success and the success of so many other people that followed me and contributed to
it. Exactly. There's a lot of fisheries biologists and everybody that work, you know, and as I read someplace that it was like when you did this, you know, first proposed it, it was like, you know, there's leaps of faith. That's not a leap of faith. You jumped off the cliff.
Yes, and certainly it is so exceptional. And I've been given some recognition and some awards, but the one that I really appreciate that speaks to that point is from my American Fisheries Society, my professional group. And a line on an award that they gave me is that his introduction of salmon into the Great Lakes was the largest and most successful biomanipulation ever attempted.
That's a very nice way of putting a leap of faith.
Yes. How do I respond to that?
Yeah. I mean, when you did this and were working on this, I mean, they tried this, you know, back in the late 1800s, didn't they? They thought about it?
Oh, salmon were introduced at least 35 times in the late 1800s. They simply didn't know what they were doing. They were introducing fry, basically, and and they knew how to raise fish in a hatchery, but that's about all that fisheries biologists had in the way of a science at that time. The science of fisheries management began to emerge shortly after the end of World War II.
Mm-hmm. Now, when they, you know, and I've enjoyed this on two sides. When I was a young lad growing up in Chicago and going down to the lakefront casting for my first coho when I was like maybe 15. And then I took 3 years of marine biology at the Shedd Aquarium for high school classes. And, you know, the gentleman asked in that class, he says, why are you taking this class? And everybody's answering, oh, I want to be a marine biologist. I want to work with dolphins. I want to do this. And he came to me last, and he says, why are you taking this class, Chauncey? And I said, I want to learn why the fish out there in Lake Michigan are doing what they're doing so I can catch them. And he said, that might be the most honest answer I've ever gotten.
It was an honest answer, and just... I phrase this quite often. It's a fishery for large fish next to large populations of people.
Yes.
That's, you know, it's a little bit like real estate. It's a location, location, location. And it was a very successful thing biological, but in terms of impact on value or economic activity, it had the makings because the people were there.
Yeah.
And they were looking for a big fish, and they wanted to catch it near home. And
exactly. And it just, you know, I had friends of mine that live out on the West Coast, Washington, and we went out there, and they said, oh, you can only catch 2 salmon for the year. And I looked at them, and I go, what? I said, we could do 5 a day in Chicago. What do you get? You need to come here.
I often wonder what the people of Washington who gave me the fish or thought about it after our sport fishery was so much more exceptional and productive than typically. They had some good years, but and again, we not only had the capability of producing it, but it was next to people and large numbers of people. And just look at the number of boats that are owned by the people in the Great Lakes states. Michigan used to be the state that owned the highest number of privately licensed boats, and it's been exceeded by California, but California's got 40 million people, and Michigan's got less than 10.
But, you know, when they add all of the Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Wisconsin slips on Lake Michigan, we have more boats, recreational boats, on Lake Michigan than any other licensed boats, than any other state in the country.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And those people, and we're talking to them tonight, those people are a voice for recognition of the need for environmental standards and action to maintain these lakes the way they are. And I hope that it's, and this is probably wild, but I hope that the knowledge and experience and the commitment of people of the Great Lakes states, there are 8 such states, mm-hmm. I hope that they can be a point where the division of Washington might come together for a worthwhile cause.
Exactly, exactly. You know, one of the things I've got to also tell you is for a number of years I worked at a Boy Scout camp in West Michigan in Muskegon County called Owassepie, which has a small creek that runs through, called Cleveland Creek, which dumps into the White River. And I'll never forget, I was 17 years old looking in this creek, and I go, what in God's name is that? And it was a 30-pound Chinook salmon. And I went, oh, I got to do this.
What a great experience. And you know, I can't match that, but I'll try. When I was 13, fishing for brook trout, I caught a steelhead of 5.5 pounds. Mm-hmm. And that was truly exceptional. Got my picture taken and everything. And not the next year, but the following year, I was still so proud of myself that I had my cards printed and I became a fishing guide.
I have a question for you. Did you have anything also to do with the stocking of Atlantic salmon?
Here in the Great Lake?
In Lake Michigan.
No. No? I push it wherever chance I can. But it's important. It's an extremely valuable species. And there are Russians coming over and fishing the St. Mary's River right now for Atlantic salmon.
Really? I didn't know that.
And there's an international group of wealthy people who will pursue Atlantic salmon around the world. I was standing, I don't know whether you want all this or not,
okay.
But
I'm enjoying it.
I was standing in a tackle shop down in New Zealand, down in the southern part of New Zealand, and there was a guy standing there, and he rented a plane every morning and went into the interior to fish salmon and steelhead. Mm-hmm. And the clerk behind the counter finally, she said, "Well, what is it you do?" And he said, "I'm a professional client. Somebody is guiding me somewhere doing something the year around." And she said, "Well, what do you do for a living?" He said, "I have some coffee plantations in Africa."
And I guess you could do anything you want if you have that.
And including pursuing Atlantic salmon around the world.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very good. Because, you know, I caught an Atlantic salmon in Lake Michigan.
Okay.
So, and I when I first caught it, I looked at it and I go, "What?" I had to get the book out to find out what it was.
Well, I encourage it as creating it as an element of our fishing opportunity. And it's a difficult critter to rear. Mm-hmm. It is harder than any other. It requires standards in the hatchery that aren't necessary for other trout and salmon. But it's a great target, and we should have more of it.
Yes, we should. Well, Dr. Tanner, I want to thank you for the time you've given me. I know it's been a long day for you. And I just, like I said, me and zillions of other people, thank you, the other fisheries biologists that worked with you, the state of Michigan, and now all the states that surround the Great Lakes that are working on making salmon fishing such a viable, active, so we're now catching salmon back into the 30-pound class. You know what? They're doing it right.
Well, thank you for saying that, and do me a favor. Push for support for Project Fish. Mm-hmm. That is the future. We need kids to get out and get experienced, and so they'll understand their obligation just as a citizen to be a voter that votes for a clean environment, clean Great Lakes, and the support of those agencies that manage the lakes.
I always wanted to make a bumper sticker at election time that says, "I fish, I hunt, I camp, and I vote."
Excellent. And it makes a point that I couldn't agree with more. Yeah. And I think it's a unifying choice that seems to be unavailable in Washington these days.
Well, we'll just have to go back there and kick a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dr. Tanner, thank you for your time this evening.
I've enjoyed it.
Everybody, I am way honored that somebody I've been looking forward to for a long time doing this interview, Dr. Howard Tanner, the guy who let me catch my first salmon.
Thank you for saying so.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Waterworks has the perfect way for you to beat the heat this summer season by staying cool on a new boat from Waterworks powered by a Mercury outboard motor. With the wind in your face and the spray of water coming over your family and friends and then jumping into the lake next to the boat with the proper PDF, as always, there is no better way to spend a day having fun in the summer than on a boat from Waterworks Marine. Waterworks has a few new 2026 models still on the floor that they are willing to give you that great Waterworks and Chauncey price on. Because the 2027s are coming in every other day, and they need to make room. That's right, special deals on those 2026 Lowe's and Lunds and a new Mercury outboard, and you're on the water with your friends and family. but Waterworks is included in any manufacturer rebates that apply to you to help you save more money. But if the family boat is still in great shape and you feel you need to get a little more zip in that outboard motor, then let Waterworks repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard motor and feel like it did on that first day you took it out on the water. So let's all visit Waterworks Marine online at waterworks.com or visit them at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or give them a call at 708-798-9700. But remember to ask for that Chauncey price.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell,
"Fish on!"
Hey, man, you seen that bear go by here?
A bear?
Yeah, man, he had on a Ranger's hat.
A bear with a Ranger's hat? Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, man, he had a shovel in his hand, too.
Oh, did he have a picnic basket, too?
No, man, not that bear. You know, like the bear that checks out the forest, man.
Oh, what's he checking out, man?
Well, like he's checking out for careless people, man, who start fires in the forest.
Well, that sounds real heavy, man.
Hey, well, it is. You know, like every year some dude forgets to put out his campfire and a match or a cigarette or something else, you know, and like thousands of acres go up in smoke.
Up in smoke, man?
That's right. Yeah, smoke. Like in fire that could burn up this place.
Yeah?
Yeah, and that's why the bear, he says, only you can prevent forest fires.
Hey, I know that bear, man. What's his name again?
Smokey Bear.
Well, why do you need him for, man?
Because I need a ride back to the city.
A public service of the Forest Service, USDA, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com.
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella, black and blue with a hint of yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Little cousin to the big boss bass, perfect fish for the kids to catch, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. What can I say? Dr. Howard Tanner. Oh, I mean, literally, think about what planting those salmon in Lake Michigan did to not just Michigan and Indiana and Wisconsin and Illinois, but all the Great Lakes and taught me, you know, as he said, there's people flying in from Europe to fish our salmon. There's people, you know, Diamond Ghost Charters has guys from Iowa, Minnesota, Texas, come up to fish with Diamond Ghost. Speaking of Diamond Ghost, I had to go real quick online because he sent me a little love note, as I like to call it, a little love notes from Captain Tony. He has some opening dates, but you got to call him today. You really do. If you want to jump on this, September 3rd, the 6th, the 7th, the 11th, the 12th, the 16th, 19th, and 20th. He's got some open dates. He had a couple of people canceled because of whatever reason. And so you got a couple of dates open. Give him a call. 847-366-0741. And go to Facebook/Diamond Ghost Charters and see some great, pictures of Kings and Coho and Steelhead and all kinds of stuff. So that's really kind of a cool thing there. And, you know, the other thing is that Union Sportsman Alliance, Sam Phelps, it showed not just, you know, the union interested in work and, you know, all of that stuff, but how interested they are in giving back to the community. It really, I know they did it, but man, when you see someone do it, and it really, really touches you. So congratulations to them and all their stuff. If you haven't heard about it, we have a new director of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. Yes. Another person. his name is Jim Montgomery. He actually is from Central Illinois, went to school here. Then he went out to school out east. He worked for Massachusetts Conservation. He worked in the government in Illinois when he was younger, I think. So, I mean, he's got a wide variety of interests and things like that, but he likes the outdoors, supposedly. I mean, I have not met him yet. I haven't, you know, interviewed, but we are going to get an interview with the new guy at the top of the list to find out where he is and where his heart is for the great outdoors. But Jim Montgomery, new director for the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. Hey, do you know what September 1 is? Yeah, I know it's September 1st, everybody. No. I mean, this is, we're starting that fine season. Remember, there's fishing and hunting. And September, and then we throw in mushroom picking and everything else. I get so confused of what to do. I just go nuts. But starting September 1st, in Illinois, we have the early Canada goose hunting season. This used to be called nuisance hunting season. I don't know why they changed it, but they did change it. And it goes from September 1st through the 15th. Your daily limit is 5. That's right, 5 geese in that first 15 days. Possession limit's 15. Half hour before sunrise to sunset. It's a grand time. I mean, these are a lot of local geese. We don't have the migrators that came down. And I'll never forget X years ago, boy, I was so pumped up. I harvested a goose that had a band on. And boy, you get a band from a Canadian goose. It could be from anywhere, you know, the Canadian plains and the provinces, Ontario. Who knows? It could be Minnesota. It could be, you know, because they migrate some great distances. And so, you know, I called in and with my number on the tag and stuff, and I found out somebody tagged them 2 miles away. Hey, it's still, we call it jewelry in the waterfowl business. Yeah, I still got my first jewelry, so that was okay. Also, there's going on, there's a split season for mourning doves and those white winged doves that started September 1st to November 14th in Illinois. So nothing wrong with those little tasty critters that are when you put them on the grill and have some fun with that. Wisconsin's got a jump there, too. We've got some early teal season from September 1st to the 9th. Bag limit there is 6. Early goose, 1st to the 15th. Same thing. 5 Canadians, 20 snows, blues or Rosses. Rails is also Virginia or Sora. That's September 1st to the 9th. I can't remember. A couple years ago, I had to look it up. What the heck is a rail? That's not, and it's like a marsh bird. And I don't remember seeing one, and I don't know of anybody who eats them, but I'm sure someone does. Then there's snipe. You all remember going snipe hunting as a kid. Wink, wink. But there is a true snipe. And then there's the, this one is a tough one. It's pronounced, it's the common gallinoo, and it's another marsh bird. From the September 1st to the 9th, 15 possession, daily limit rather. And, it's another little cute looking marsh bird. I must be good for the table fare. And of course, Wisconsin has their September 1st to the 29th mourning dove season. Currently we have in Illinois, a squirrel season started August 1st and goes to February 15th. Remember, Chauncey was taught this by an old trapper. You go squirrels hunting, and there's a lot of leaves and a lot. And squirrels are great. I mean, they can make you run around a tree for an hour. And if you don't have a dog that's going to run around the tree to move them around, you need to go hunting, squirrel hunting with a handful, pocket full of rocks. Good size rocks, not big ones, but good size rocks. And when you walk up to the tree, and you know the squirrel went up that tree, what you do is you throw a rock to the other side of the tree and grab your shotgun or a 22 and get ready, because that squirrel hears that noise on his side of the tree, can't see anybody, but he flies to your side. There's a noise called click, and then you have fried squirrel, nice white gravy, mashed potatoes. Ah, call me. I'll be over. I know. Squirrel hunting with a bag of rocks. People look at me when I tell them that. We have an early goose and branch hunting, light goose in Indiana. Started September 1st. That's the next week. And September in the southern zone, and September 5th in the northern and central zones. Got to remember that one. Don't get mixed up. Okay. Morning opens September 1st in Indiana. That's always a good thing to say. And for our friends in Indiana who enjoy pheasant hunting, yes. You got to make sure September 9th, you can open the purchases, your permits on the open market then. Otherwise, you can send them in. Got our aid and fishing report sponsored by Waterworks Marine, and that comes to you from 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Aiden says, Papa, with school starting, I'm limited to go fishing after school until hockey season starts. I talked with Dad to a couple of guys on the pierheads, and they said they're catching fish in 70 feet of water with glow and spoons and glow plugs, with white flies also working. Pier anglers caught some salmon while casting those glow spoons and using live bait like gizzard shad or alewives. Largemouth bass off those pier heads using a drop shot rig. I rented teeth this morning. It was pretty good. Inshore bass fishing, I had a really good time with my buddy Will William, deep side of the weeds. And we took a frog lure and dragged it over the top of the weeds, and we had so much fun, Papa. Bluegills on those whack'em and stack'em lures that I took from your tackle box. Oh, I mean the ones that you gave me? Yeah, okay, Aiden. have been hot with or without any tips bait on them. See you next weekend. Please bring your tackle box and let's go fishing. Obviously, he wants to load up his tackle box again. Want to congratulate our sportsman of the week. This week, it's going to be two young anglers, Michael Feinberg and also his friend Calvin. They were out of North Point Marine, and both of them did a little bit of mid-afternoon fishing and caught some nice fish. Oh, man, I still got fishing reports, and Nick is telling me, Trance, I got to get to sports here, you know? But I like to leave you with a Native American proverb, and this one kind of is from my friend Apensui Majua, but it works well with the Union Sportsman Alliance. Deeds speak louder than words. Deeds speak louder than words. All those people helping the kids and the parents out fishing, deeds speaks louder than words. Mom and dad, aunts and uncles, when you're doing something with the kids and you go to a food pantry or clean up an area or volunteer at the church or someplace or school, those deeds speak louder than words. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch. Honestly, we're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week. Where? Right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Take care, everybody. Thanks, Nick.